It's the biggest state election in India. Uttar Pradesh in the north is home to more than 200 million people and is voting in seven phases.
You can see how prices are rising. Modi said he'll bring good days and prosperity. Yes, best days are here with prices of vegetables touching the sky. I have voted thinking about inflation.
Uttar Pradesh sends the highest number of members to parliament and is seen as reflecting the national political mood. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is halfway through his current term. These polls are regarded as a test of his Bharatiya Janata Party's policies. Sugarcane fields like these cover large areas of western Uttar Pradesh. Millions of lives and votes depend on it. Amit Kumar's family has owned land here for several generations. It was once a lucrative business. Now, costs have surged and farmers have been waiting months for sugar mills to pay them.
Our earnings have been badly hit. What can we do? We have to pay our children's school fee. You see those laborers working? If we don't get paid on time, we either have to delay their payments or pay them less.
Many farmers here took part in a year-long protest against three agriculture laws they said favored big corporations. Last September, they hosted the largest of those protests in the state, targeting the BJP ahead of the polls. In 2017, the BJP won a landslide victory in Uttar Pradesh. But growing economic distress among farmers has diluted some of that euphoria. Last year, the Modi government revoked the three agriculture laws, but many farmers have continued to protest, saying their demands have not been met. Experts say this has bolstered opposition parties, making the BJP seem less formidable.
In the last 2017 election, the Western UP built up a momentum in favor of the BJP. But this time, it seems that it's, the fortunes are going to smile on the opposition more. And if they continue to build up the same kind of momentum that we saw in the first round of voting, then we can say that will be anybody's game.
Polls are also being held in four more states. Results will be declared on March 10 and will indicate how the BJP may perform in the next national elections. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, Uttar Pradesh, Northern India.